I'm Rick Henson with this check of sports on KJAN. In state baseball action from Friday in the Class 3A semifinals, it was Marion over Central DeWitt 9-2. Dubuque-Wallert Catholic over Cedar Rapids Xavier 10-7. In the 4A semifinals, Pleasant Valley skipped past Cedar Rapids Prairie 4-3, and it was Johnston blanking Ankeny 5-0. The schedule for today is the Class 3A championship, with number 1 Marion taking on number 3 Dubuque-Wallert Catholic. That gets underway at noon. The 4A championship is number 1 Pleasant Valley against number 3 Johnston, and that'll get underway at 2:30. Iowa State football coach Jamie Pinkerton has agreed to a contract extension through June 30th, 2025. Pinkerton completed his fourth season at the helm of the Cyclones in 2021, leading Iowa State to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1988. After a 34-23 season in 2021, Pinkerton has a record of 105-94 at Iowa State, including a COVID-19 shortened season in 2020. The Cyclones won a pair of games at the 2021 NCAA Regional, advancing to the regional championship for the first time in program history. Pinkerton said, "I'm very thankful and grateful for the opportunity that President Winterstein, Jamie Pollard, and Callie Sanders have given me to continue to lead the softball program at Iowa State. Iowa State," he said, "is where I want to be. I believe we have a softball program going in the right direction, both in the classroom and on the field. And," he says, "I'm excited about the future of our program." Iowa State also earned its first ever ranking in the NFCA Top 25 Coaches Poll on February 23rd of this year, debuting at number 25 in the country. ISU's unprecedented success has been sparked by Pinkerton engineering the greatest offense ever seen in Ames. For the third time in his four seasons at Iowa State, the Cyclone set a new school record for home runs, hitting 64 in just 57 games. Under Pinkerton, Iowa State produced a two-time All-American in Sammy Williams. Cyclones have also had 7 All Big 12 selections and 6 NFCA All Midwest region selections. In Major League Baseball news, Max Scherzer and Trey Turner are wearing Dodger blue. Chris Bryant is heading to Golden State, and Javier Baez is joining the Mets. Craig Kimball crossing town to the White Sox. Jose Berrios moving north of the border. It was truly an all-star trade deadline day on Friday. After a runner-up that saw the likes of Nelson Cruz, Anthony Rizzo, Joey Gallo, and Adam Frazier swapped, even more big names changed teams during a whirlwind Friday, from contenders boosting their roster to the also-ran Chicago Cubs and Washington Nationals gutting theirs. This was a monster day for moves. Several playoff chasers pursued arms, with Toronto landing Berrios, Philadelphia getting Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy, Boston adding relievers Hansel Robles and Austin Davis, and St. Louis acquiring starters John Lester and J.A. Happ. A total of 27 teams made deals on Friday, and in the past week, 10 players picked for the All-Star game this month were traded. Mets ace Jacob deGrom is being shut down for at least 2 more weeks because of inflammation in his right arm, making it unlikely that he'll rejoin the NL East leaders before September. Acting New York general manager Zach Scott said DeGrom was diagnosed with inflammation following a bullpen session Thursday. Mets manager Luis Rojas said DeGrom was clocked in the high 90s near the end of his session, but Rojas said the two-time NL Cy Young Award winner didn't throw Friday, a deviation from DeGrom's normal healthy routine of throwing every day. Washington Nationals infielder Starlin Castro has been suspended for 30 games without pay and fined an undisclosed amount for violating Major League Baseball's policy on domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. Shortly after the MLB announced the penalty Friday, the Nationals said they would release Castro when the ban concludes. Castro will be ineligible for the postseason under the terms of the suspension and will be required to undergo evaluation and treatment, according to the MLB. Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst says Giannis Antetokounmpo doesn't need any type of off-season procedure for the left knee that the two-time MVP hyperextended during the team's NBA title run. Antetokounmpo hurt his knee in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. He sat out the last two games of that series but came back later in the postseason and earned NBA Finals MVP honors. Antetokounmpo averaged an astounding 35.2 points, 13.2 rebounds and 5 assists to help the Bucks beat the Phoenix Suns 4-2 and earn their first championship in 50 years. In Olympics news, Megan Rapinoe converted the deciding penalty in a shootout, and the United States advanced to the semifinals of the Women's Olympic Soccer Tournament 4-2 following a 2-2 draw with the Netherlands on Friday. United States goalkeeper Alyssa Nayer stopped Vivian Miedema's opening attempt in the shootout and then saved a shot from Anik Nguyen before Rapinoe put her penalty away. Miedema scored a pair of goals in regulation time for the Netherlands, giving her 10 goals for the tournament, which is an Olympic record. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic lost to Alexander Zverev of Germany 1-6, 3-6, 6-1 Friday in the semifinals of the tennis tournament at the Tokyo Olympics. Djokovic was attempting to become the first man to win all four Grand Slam tournaments and Olympic gold in the same year. He won the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon this year and needed the Olympic and U.S. Open titles to complete the collection. Steffi Graf in 1988 remains the only tennis player to achieve the Golden Slam. In football news, former Pittsburgh Steelers safety Troy Pomelo said on social media Friday that he recently tested positive for COVID-19, a week before he's due to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Pomelo told the Hall of his diagnosis. He said they're working with health officials to determine whether he could be cleared to travel to Canton in time for his enshrinement, scheduled for Saturday, August 7th. And Manchester United striker Marcus Rashford will undergo shoulder surgery and is expected to be sidelined for an extended period of rehabilitation. The Premier League club, which kicks off the new season in just over 2 weeks, did not specify how long the 23-year-old Rashford could be out. Rashford played for England during the European Championship, but there were widespread reports afterward that he would need surgery that would keep him out for up to 3 months. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.